Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Perspectives live here with Ashley. Yeah, that's right. Ashley Burgess in the house on 570 KLIF and iHeartRadio. And this has been a really interesting show. What has gone wrong. And you know what's cool about it? It's life. And that's the way life is. And the cool thing about life is that you just kind of roll with it. And sometimes we deal with these hurdles and sometimes we have these issues. And we've been talking about that this evening. We've been talking with Ashley Roberts. We've been talking with Sandra Miller. We've been talking about the concepts of some of the issues and some of the hurdles they've been dealing with. We talked about, you know, hurdles as far as, you know, going against what your family wants you to do, going against what they think you should do, and actually having to decide, yeah, am I good enough? Can I do this? And that's really hard as a person, especially as a kid, or even anybody, because you're going against, like, the establishment, as well as Ashley dealing with the concept of going into a number five market where they're not used to people her age coming in here and running the show. And she has to really rebuild the rules and the establishment around so and prove the fact that she can do it. So let's talk, girls. Let's talk about the concept. Tell me, Ashley, first start off with the advice that you would give the Perspectives audience when you are dealing with your purpose. Let's say you already know your purpose, guys. Everybody in the audience, you already know your purpose. But right now you're just dealing with, like, trying to stay true to it.
Right. So, I mean, and I always think, even if you know your purpose, it's still, you should soul search. Maybe just take a moment out of our crazy days and just think, okay, I know what my purpose is. Like, how could I achieve that? How could I actually get there? But I think more than that, it's all about having a positive attitude, believing in yourself. So once you know what your passion is, you just got to go after it. I say, do not wait. You know, even if it's something that maybe doesn't pay a lot of money at first. Whatever you love to do, you know, there's a lot of people who are millionaires, but I don't know that they're happy. So you could be making not a lot of money and be doing what you love. But you know what? When you find something you love, the money is eventually going to come. And I believe that to be so true. And I don't care how old you are. Say you're in your 50s right now and you're like, well, I know what I love, but I don't know that I could even achieve that now. That's almost laughable. Well, you only live one life, so I think it's never too late to achieve your dreams. So just, I say, don't wait another day. Go for the gusto.
Awesome. Now you, Sandra, tell us, give us a little concept and advice for our audience in dealing with staying true to your purpose.
Well, I agree with Ashley. It's you have to go for it. No matter what people tell you or how old you are, you just have to go for it. But finding your purpose is a personal choice. You can't look for validation outside of yourself. You'll know it when you feel it inside of you. And sometimes it's just the doing it, whether the money comes, and hopefully the money will come, and or whether there's success, and hopefully there will be success. But sometimes it's just the doing of it. And that can be enough. Of course, we want bigger and better, but sometimes it's just the doing of it. And you can find satisfaction and happiness in that.
I like that, too. It's like the idea of proving it to yourself. But also, I think a lot of us come from this perspective of being people pleasers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody wants to do things to please everybody else instead of pleasing themselves.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with you, Ashley. I mean, you can't fit, be the mold of what someone else has formed you to be. Like, you gotta live your own life and realize what you love to do and do it for yourself above all. But in the process and in the path, you want to impact others' lives too. But you gotta think of yourself first and your happiness and really do what you're passionate about.
I agree with that. And I think that both of y'all are clearly, you know, people that have probably been on both sides of the coin as far as, you know, doing what you think is, you know, what everybody else wants you to do, and then realizing what you want to do. And no matter what you go through, really keeping your eye on the prize. So, you know, also, how do you deal with hurdles and other people saying stuff? Do you sometimes have to sit there and turn it around and say, every time I have a hurdle, every time I have somebody tell me that I can't do this, it makes me work faster, stronger, better to get there?
Well, I think sometimes you have to ask yourself the question. Not everyone is going to win American Idol. So if you're not able to carry a tune in a bucket, no matter how much you love to sing, that may not be your purpose. It may be your joy, but it may not be your purpose. So sometimes you have to question, am I on the right path? But it comes down to that core feeling of, yeah, I have to do this, no matter how uncomfortable it is, no matter what the struggles are, this is my purpose. This is what I have to do for me. And that's a question I have to ask myself a lot these days.
That's awesome. That's all. What about you, Ashley? What do you think?
You know, I don't often get a lot of people doubting me. I think maybe more so when I was first starting off and really trying to go after staying in this market, there may have been kind of, you know, you really need to go off to, you know, Sherman and go do things there or wherever the case may be. Go to that small market. But I just wasn't having it. I'm like, no, I know that I can do this. I just kind of became this force of nature and believed in myself. And I think once you continue that and you push along and you show others that you can do it, you prove them wrong and you continue to prove to yourself, I can go further than this. I can dream bigger than I was dreaming before. So you just got to always have confidence in yourself. That's all I can say.
I totally love that. And y'all, we'd like to have you back on the show and talking about stuff that's going on in your future. And we'll talk about that on another show. And we look forward to really following y'all's purpose as well as, you know, your dream. And it gives us joy to look in, you know, you might say. So can you leave us both with a small lasting word here for our Perspectives audience?
Well, in the words of Winston Churchill, never, never, never give up.
I love that. That's awesome. Hey, Sandra, thank you so much for joining us. And you can know and learn more about Sandra on my Facebook as well as my Twitter. And there'll be a lot of interesting stuff going on because she's got a lot of interesting stuff going on as well. So, Sandra, thank you so much and look forward to having you back on Perspectives.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you. And Ashley, leave us with a lasting thought here for our Perspectives listeners.
You know, in any bio that I have up on a web page of, you know, wherever I worked at, I always put the quote from Confucius, choose a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And, you know, whether your job is your purpose or not, I still think that whatever you're passionate about, you should try to make that your job and your career. So that's my final advice. And thanks so much for having me on, Ash.
Thank you, Ashley, and we will be following you as well. We can't wait to see what you got going on next, and you can find out more about that on my Facebook and Twitter. And thank you so much for joining us, Ashley. We really appreciate it.
Talk to you soon, Ash. Bye.
Y'all have a great night. So, yeah, so we've talked a lot about the concept of purpose. We've talked about doubt, self-doubt, dealing with oneself. We've talked a lot about a lot of cool stuff. Next week, we're going to be talking about a play, a film, a documentary, a vision. Hal Samples joins us from Edinburgh, as well as a few other folks to discuss their vision and their purpose. So stay tuned, because next Sunday is going to be a great show, as well as we're going to be giving away concert tickets to a great upcoming concert. So stay tuned. Keep it on Perspectives Live here with Ashley Burgess. Check out our archives on the website and have a wonderful, wonderful Perspectives Sunday evening. Good night.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the jakebike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the jakebike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.